Excellence, je souhaite féliciter la présidence et les membres de la commission.
Excellencies, allow me to congratulate the presidency and the other members of the commission for the work carried out. On behalf of the government of Adora, we welcome the regional review meeting Beijing Plus 30, which provides us with this space for member states to assess progress and identify challenges regarding the implementation of the Beijing Platform for Action. Today, we gather to discuss a crucial issue that affects our daily lives: gender equality. This concept, which advocates for equal opportunities, rights and responsibilities between men and women, has become a fundamental pillar for the fair and balanced development of any modern society. Gender equality is not only a matter of social justice, but also of economic progress, social cohesion and sustainability. Many countries have made significant progress, but structural and cultural barriers still exist, preventing true equity. Gender inequality is evident in various areas, from the labour market to access to education, health, politics and human rights. In Andorra, we are not immune to these challenges. Therefore, it is essential that the entire Andorran society, from institutions to citizens, works together to make these rights a tangible reality for all. Andorra has made significant legislative strides, adopting regulatory frameworks that aim to modernise the social protection system in line with international commitments. In 2019, the Secretary of State for Equality was established to ensure the mainstreaming of the principle of equality across all public policies. Another major achievement is the adoption of Law 13/2019 of the 15th of February on equal treatment and non-discrimination. The main objective of this law is to develop the principle of equal treatment. It also enshrines the principle of pay equity. Our government is committed to eliminate structural discrimination suffered by women. Our law has meant that companies have to develop protocols for sexual harassment and gender-based discrimination. Companies with more than 50 employees must also establish an equality plan. Preventing and combating violence against women and girls has undoubtedly been the area where the most progress has been made. Law 1/2015 has been adopted for the eradication of gender-based and domestic violence and to ratify the Istanbul Convention. There is a gender-based violence victims assistance service, which is a guaranteed and free technical support service. Andorra faces significant challenges in the next legislative period to consolidate a culture of equality in both public and private sectors. The implementation of Law 6/2022 will focus on five key objectives: mainstreaming the principle of equal treatment and non-discrimination, ensuring a balanced representation of women and men in public participation, implementing positive action measures to promote equal opportunities, promoting work-life balance, and ensuring that women and men are treated equally in employment relations. The application of the Guide for Cooperation in Cases of Gender-Based and Domestic Violence and Action Protocols will ensure continuous training to address the causes and consequences of violence against women. Law 6/2022 includes a range of preventive and awareness-raising measures in the sphere of education. It includes the integration of gender perspectives into school programmes and curricula, and training for students and teachers. Workshops on gender equality and gender prevention of gender-based violence are being held in schools. Finally, it's important that we highlight the actions taken to implement equal parental leave, ensuring shared parental responsibility and promoting a work-life balance. It's time to move towards a more equal, fair and just Andorra, where gender is not a barrier, but part of our rich and diverse mosaic that strengthens us as a society. I would like to mention that for the first time, we are honoured to have an expert from Andorra serving on CEDAW. Thank you.